Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the plague.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me? You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown. New season streaming June 2nd. Exclusively on Paramount Plus.
On May 23rd.
I want to go back to normal.
What's normal?
The Paramount Plus original series, Evil, returns.
We've already hunted werewolves and demons.
And now what? A baby antichrist?
Okie dokie.
Prepare yourself.
You will not beat us.
For the end.
I have visions of hell.
Make it stop. Make it shut up.
You're not gonna survive this.
Evil, the final season. Streaming May 23rd. Only on Paramount Plus.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving non-stop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.
Welcome back in, everybody. Another edition here of the Auburn Undercover podcast, Auburn Undercover YouTube channel. My name is Nathan King, joined here with Jason Caldwell on a gorgeous spring day. Kind of the universe's way of paying back, I think, for last year's
yeah,
spring
absolutely.
Game when obviously they only went three quarters on a rain-soaked Pat Dye field. No such type of day today, Jason. I think the coaching staff is probably pretty pleased with everything they were able to get in. Four 10-minute quarters here for Auburn's A-Day spring game, and it ends up being a pretty fun, dramatic finish. The offense kind of surges late thanks to Cam Coleman, and Towns Magoo, the hometown hero, gets to make a 58-yard field goal as a walk-off winner. Let's just talk first about, I think, probably the star of the day, other than Towns Magoo, Cam Coleman. We knew he was somebody who was going to flash this game. I didn't know if he would be playing a bunch in this game, but they didn't hold him back too much. He becomes the first freshman in program history to win offensive MVP honors with an insane touchdown there in the fourth quarter to kind of set the table for Towns Magoo's field goal. And Jason, I think today was just more of the same, honestly, for him this spring. We've been hearing him stuff like this every single day, and finally, you know, 30,000 fans or so were able to see it on display.
Yeah, no, not a surprise, first of all. I've seen Cam a bunch. To see him do it at this level, on this stage, not surprised at all, because he's just a guy that makes plays, and people got a chance to see that today. As he free said, maybe the best play of the day was one he did make, where he almost caught the ball behind the back of the defensive back.
On Colton Hood.
Yeah, and I mean, he almost made the play. But I've said it, we've talked about it, the separator for Cam Coleman is lead ball skills, and you saw that today. Like, he just attacks the football and catches it. And you add with that size, athleticism, all those things, and he's a guy that has as much upside as anybody we've seen in a long time at Auburn at wide receiver. I thought it was a really good day for him and that what you, quote-unquote starting group when you think about Robert Lewis, Sam Jackson, Cannon Brown had a good day. I thought there were some things in there on a day when it's not easy to play offense. It's not easy to play offense, and especially quarterback when you're rotating series and – you're not throwing everything out there. They didn't do a ton of RPOs. It's not an easy day to play quarterback, and I thought they actually did some okay things.
Yeah, Peyton Thorne goes 9 of 13 today for a buck 33 and that touchdown in the fourth quarter to Cam Coleman. Like you mentioned, it was mixing and matching. I think there was only one drive the entire game that was first-team offense on first-team defense. It was usually second-team offense, first-team defense, and vice versa. So that touchdown drive was against the second-team defense. I thought Jay Crawford played that ball pretty well.
Yeah.
It's just a phenomenal catch there by Cam Coleman. Yeah, I agree with you. You know, I think one of the surprising parts about the spring has been, hey, what are they going to do with Sam Jackson here? He's been a first-team fixture the past couple weeks. I don't really know what the non-contact jersey was that there.
I mean, he got tackled and fell down. I was wondering about that myself. But, the yellow, they could have just discarded that today.
Yeah, but like you said, I thought that was a big point here. It was not a perfect day for the passing game, but lots of attempts and lots of stuff on tape. And that's what Hugh Freeze wanted in this game because, you know, it is an RPO system. You never know how many passes you're going to throw. I think there was an effort, again, especially after last year, I think there was an effort on, hey, let's make sure we sling this ball around a little bit. We got to see all the quarterbacks do it. All the quarterbacks had a chance with the first-team offense. came away from this game, this scrimmage, I think saying the same thing we've been saying the past couple weeks. Peyton Thorne's the guy, and I think he's got a pretty good advantage on that competition.
Yeah, right. I think the thing today, you go, maybe Holden Garner looked a little bit better than the other guys a little bit today. I thought he had a little bit better day. Little older guy, more experienced. I thought he was a little bit more at ease and didn't try to force it down the field maybe as much. But all in all, I thought a pretty solid day offensively. Offensive line wasn't great, but again, when you kind of set yourself up going, hey, here's some limited things you're going to do, it makes it pretty difficult when you have an aggressive defense on the other side that says, hey, we're going to keep attacking. And they did some of that, but running game, nothing special, but I think a lot of that came down to the fact that, hey, let's go out and throw it around a little bit. And I think if you're Hugh Freeze and if you're this offensive staff, it's probably not a bad idea to do that when you start thinking about quarterbacks, receivers, guys you're continuing to recruit, knowing that you got to get better. Showcasing some of that in the spring, not a bad idea.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, Perry Thompson tweeted during the game, I guess he's going to wear number 3 next year because he said 3 and 8 is going to be a lethal combo. Yeah, you've got more of those guys that you're going to bring in. Hugh Freeze did mention after the game, I thought it was interesting, saying, going to keep our eyes open for receiver. I think you may have mentioned on a podcast like last week, if a guy that
Correct.
You think fits.
Yes.
Comes into the system, but you talked about it with Robert Lewis. Thought he was a guy that did a lot today. So I don't think he mentioned D-line. That's one you're definitely going to go after.
Yep.
Receiver, you might not be pressing.
I think
for.
It's perfect fit. Also, like I mentioned, I think it's a guy that has done it at this level. I think last year they learned trying to bring someone in after the spring that hasn't done it at this level.
And they were productive, but just not at this
level. And it never worked. You have to have done it to know what to expect in the Southeastern Conference. So I think if you could find a guy that has been productive and done it at this level and says, hey, I want to come take a look, I think then you probably do something like that. But I think it's best case scenario, one guy, right fit, right time, but I don't think you go out searching for a guy.
Hugh Freeze said he thought maybe the best group of the day was that defensive line. Bobby Travis gets 3 TFLs on the day. Malik Blockton, from where it looked like he had a TFL there, I think they kind of called it right at the line of scrimmage. Lots of playmakers there.
Brenton Williams had a good day.
Brenton Williams, Damari Alston looked like he had the edge. Maybe I think it would have picked up a first and goal. He kind of strings it out there. There wasn't a ton. Well, Jalen McLeod had a couple good plays, but it wasn't a ton of Keldrick Falk. I mean, yeah, there wasn't a ton of the older guys.
Yeah.
You were kind of seeing these depth pieces come in. They're going to go in the portal after some defensive linemen. You need some guys who are proven playmakers there. You need to continue to add them. But Freeze said it. I thought that was the best group out there today. They really, really got on that run game and made a lot of good plays in space.
They did. I mean, we talked about Bobby James and Travis. I was like, look, it took Nick Fairley a full year to really get it going. And he was in early. Bobby James and Travis wasn't here till last June.
Like
and
2 days before camp started.
Yeah, I mean, it was late. It was July. You're right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's just now kind of getting going, and he looks different physically. You see him, and we talked to him after today, and this is a guy that has a lot more confidence. And, DJ Reed's there, and you mentioned Malik Blockton. There are some pieces there. But you're right, I think they'd like to find one, at least one more where you go, hey, one more guy that can get downhill, create some havoc. And we saw today, DJ Durkin is a havoc-creating dude.
Yep.
That's what he wants to do on defense. These guys love it. We saw them getting down. Hey. And they didn't do a ton, but what they did, they said, look, we're going to attack and go play fast and play physical. The kids love it. You saw that translate to the field, and I thought it was a really good day for the defense.
Yeah, 12 TFLs overall for that entire group. Of course, this was a non-traditional type game, but you still kind of saw that aggressiveness of them trying to make plays in the backfield. And then what a day for Towns Magoo. I mean, to have that opportunity. Some of the guys said it in there, kind of what I've been thinking all spring. I think a couple different guys said it. They have not seen him. They're not there for every kick, but some of the guys in the locker room said, we have not seen him miss a field goal all spring. Alex McPherson, Auburn's starting kicker, who obviously didn't miss a field goal all of last season. He was great. He told us a couple days ago, it was interesting. He said late in the season, he got a hamstring issue, didn't practice during the week, just showed up at games, kicked it, and still made every field goal. And so they're wanting to rest him right now. He said he'll be good in a few weeks. But it's been Towns Magoo all of spring. I think, and look, Towns said it after. He said, I'm here to redshirt and I'm here to learn.
Correct.
You have got a SEC caliber kicker right there in Towns Magoo. I mean, we've seen that all spring. It's like that could have been good from 65 yards on that last
game. Well, last year, I mean, I think if my number's right, he did miss a field goal inside 53 yards last year at Auburn High School. He's only been a kicker for 2 years. He was a soccer kid growing up. You see the leg strength. You see the rhythm that he has in kicking. It's impressive to watch. And I was kind of sitting waiting. I'm like, this is setting up for a 65-yard field goal to walk off and win this thing. Wasn't quite 65, but it was 58. this is the scenario that Auburn's had. They've had from Wes Byram to Cody Parkey to Daniel Carlson to Anders Carlson to Alex McPherson. They have done this, and they've hit on all those guys. I think they've hit on another one. I think this sets up to where you're able to go, Alex McPherson, you go, hey, if things work out like it looks like and they hope, he's a guy that might be gone after this year, a three-year guy. Then you have Towns Magoo ready to step in after a redshirt year. If anything goes wrong with Alex McPherson, you have a guy ready to go right now. And so best-case scenario for an Auburn kicking game is in really good hands.
Yeah, I mean, McPherson, a lot like Anders Carlson, has that. I mean, he's a good kicker. He doesn't need that last-name power. But he's got that last-name power.
And it has a big deal.
Yeah, and that has proven to be something in the draft. So it's just a really special moment, and he talked about it after the game, you know, being a local kid and being here in only his first few months on campus. Same thing for Cam Coleman, same thing for a lot of these guys. I mean, Cam Coleman, they brought him in and said, all right, guys, we got to be pretty quick. He's got to go to prom over at Central Phoenix City tonight. So I think just a little bit of reminder here today, Jason, in front of everybody. You saw some of the guys, the younger guys, making talented plays of that maybe level of talent in terms of the floor of this team being brought up a little bit with those guys who are on campus. And like you mentioned, some of them are still going to come in the summer, and it's a big reason why this freshman class is so important to raise that talent level.
That's it. That's where it starts. They got kids still on campus. As we speak today, recruits kind of do a little barbecue after. Perfect weather, perfect day to do it, and that's what it's all about. We've talked about it since Hugh Freeze arrived. I've talked about it long before Hugh Freeze arrived. Talent acquisition is the most important thing you can do. We saw today, they have improved the talent on this roster. Now, there's still some holes. There's still some things left to do. But this is a more talented Auburn team than it was this time last year. This is a much more talented team than it was this time 2 years ago. Now, how much ground can you make up? Can you make the plays that you have to make in certain situations? All those things are still to come. But you look at it, Nathan, and this is a roster that is in much better shape than it was just 16 months ago.
Yeah, for sure. And like we mentioned, still some work to be done here in the early stages of the offseason, as the post-spring transfer window will soon be open and that extravaganza will begin again. But it's officially the offseason. Basketball obviously ended a couple weeks ago. We are now done with spring football. So welcome to the depths of the offseason here in the summer. For Jason Caldwell, I'm Nathan King. Thank you guys so much for joining us here from A-Day. We'll talk to y'all later at the Auburn Undercover YouTube channel. And thank y'all for listening.
It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus. Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.